prophets. It's the only question, could you give a makom for the simon? So it's like this. Rabbi Matarat time, Rabbi answers according to his time. That we're talking about here now, the simon. We're talking about there was simonim on these big bundles and these small bundles. So therefore it's like this. Krichos are small bundles, b'shus rabim, harei l'shaloi. You're allowed to keep it for yourself. Why? Mishum the medrasah, because people trip a stample on it. They push it around. So if a rabbi holds simon also lidoris, it's lo heavy simon. Therefore, even though when you find it with a simon, you're allowed to keep it. Because for sure the owner was miyayish, like Rashi says, simon also lidorisu. The simon is able to be pushed around, trampled on, the owner gives up hope. For shusa yochid, though, if you find a small bundle of shusa yochid, night lamachos, you have to pick it up and return it. Why? To lay medrasah. And if it's just a yachid, people don't trample over it. Therefore, it's a good simin. Therefore, the owner is not miyayish. You have to return it. For your halumas, but big bundles, again, Rabbi says, we're talking about the rasim on him here. So it's tied a separate way. There are colors. You have a good simin on it. So then the svar is, bein brishus rab and bein brishus yachid, neit lo machris. In both cases, you have to return them. Why? Even brishus rabim. Why? Tivan digveyim, since they're nice and big and tall, these big bundles, le medrasa. People don't kick them around. So therefore, even though you found it in Rishus Rabin, Lamaitse, there is a simon on this big bundle. And Rabboni says if it's a small one that gets kicked around, it loses the simon. But a big one that does not get kicked around, here the owner will not be miyayish, therefore you have to return it. So according to Rab, it's very good. It's talking about with a simon, and therefore there's a difference whether it's trotted on or not. For Rav and Matarat's time, Rav answers according to his time, that we're talking about now b'mokim. In other words, there's no simonim on the chepitz. Because if there was a simon on the chayfetz, according to Rabbi, you would always have to return it. Because Rabbi holds a simon also the door, says heavy simon. So since it says kikras b'shus rabim, you keep it, it has to be talking about right now that there's no simon on the chayfetz. So why do you have to return it b'shus yochid? Because the makam. The question is, the place, is that called a good simon or not? So it's like this. Kriches b'shus rabim, when you find a small bundle b'shus rabim, harei l'shaloi, you have a right to keep it. The mishnah for b'shus yochid. Because it gets kicked around. The mishnah for. It gets kicked around. Therefore, b'shus rabim, there's no makam either to be the simon. Like, even though the owner lost it in one place, but you may find it someplace else, because people still kick it around. So therefore, b'shus rabim, there's no simon after makam, the place where it was found. But b'shus yochid, if you find a small bundle of b'shus yochid, chayav l'hachris, here you have to return it, even though there's no simon on the chayfetz. The loy minshtefor, it's not kicked around. So therefore, it's found in the same place where the owner lost it. Therefore, you could pronounce, I found something at this spot, and the owner now will come and say what he lost there. Therefore, makam is called the good simon. So you have lumois, but big bundles here, vein brishus rab, vein brishus yochid. Again, they're big bundles without any simonim on them. But even though you find the brishus rabin, still neit l'machus, here you have to return it. Why? Kivan the yakiri, since they're very heavy, they weigh a lot, loy minshtefor, they're not kicked around. Therefore, the same place where the owner lost it, that's where you find it. If so, you could pronounce the makam. The person that finds it, even though there's no simon on it, he'll just tell, you know, I found something at this spot right now. The owner will come and say, you found something there, very good, I just lost a big bundle there. So that's enough of the simon according to Rava. So therefore, there's no stira, both Rav and Rava can answer according to their time. Toshma, come bring another proof. It says, Kikra Shonachton, the Mishnah says, you find a bread from the bakery, Harel Shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. Why? Because they all look alike, there's no simon. Hoshabalabai, it's mashma, if you find a private bread, then you do have to return. Now, Shabalabai is my timer. How come if you find the private bread in Rishus Rabin, do you have to return it? What's the reason? Kivan the Ispu Simon. Since private bread, everybody makes it differently, so there's a simon. You could tell it's your bread, it's your challah you made. To made the Yadiya Rift of the Inner Shinshi, a person realizes he has a simon on his own bread. Who? Now, the Mishnah's Mashma Stam, Veloishna Rishus Rab, Veloishna Rishus Yochid, Leit Lomachris. Mashma, no matter where you find the private bread, you have to return it. Even though it's found b'shus rabim, Salma, what do you see? Simon osli doros, like how many there is bread that gets kicked around b'shus rabim also. So see, a simon that's aimed to be kicked around, heavy simon is still called a good simon. If so, it's used to the rabbi, it should be a kashan rabba. So Mar says, Amalach rabba, rabbi answers back, hosam hain time over there, that the reason is, mishum diem avir and al oichlin. I'll tell you, bread is different. Bread, even though it's found b'shus rabim, nobody kicks around bread. There's no alacha, vein mavir and al oichlin. I'm going to walk over bread. Who in the first one that finds it will pick it up. Nobody stomps kicks around bread. Therefore, you find a loaf of bread with shus rabim, and there's a simon in the bread, it's a private baked bread, therefore you have to return it. Because people, Jews, do not step over, kick over bread. That's loch ein mavir and al oichlin, as she says. Ha moitzi oichlin, you find food on the street, And Rishel Avraleim, you're not allowed to walk over it. You're not allowed to just walk by it. Ulanichem Shem, leave it there. You have to pick it up. Hilchah Rashi says, Lo Nidrasu. Nobody kicks it around. Shemi Shemotzen, the first person that sees it, will pick it up. Shreve Gemara, that's good a Jew. I have Ikon Nachem, there are goyim though that walk in the street. They don't care, they'll just kick it around. Gemara says, no. Nachem Chayshlik Shochem. Nachem are afraid to touch a bread in the street. They're afraid it's kishim, it's witchcraft there. They'll stay away from it also. Therefore, Goy, he wouldn't pick it up. Zakopon, he wouldn't dare go near it. He wouldn't kick it around. He's afraid of kishif. So therefore, for sure, the first one to pick it up or to move it would be a Jew. So therefore, there's a simin, because it's not oimid, to be Dorasan. For the Gemara, v'ikah behema uklovim, either of animals and dogs that walk by the street, they don't care, they'll kick around the bread. And the Gemara Nechlaim was talking about that could be asked to behema uklovim. Talking about a road, that animals don't go down the road so much, the dogs are not there. So the kitzah, therefore, there's no kasha, kikra, shabalabayis, for sure, sarabim, does not get kicked around, therefore, for sure, it's called a good simin, according to everybody. Holding daf chof gimel omer aleph. And the Gemara now says, now lay miketanoi. Let's say it's a machlokes tanoim, it's a machlokes between Rab and Rova. If a simon also lidoris, heavy simon or not, like Rashi says, plukta the Rab of a Rova. Here, it says like this. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, kol dover sheyesh by shinui, chayev lahachris. And now Mishnah says, anything that has a shin has something different, there's a chiyuv to return. Kate says, what does it mean? Motze igol. You find a cake of the crushed figs. So by itself there's no simen. But over toichai cheres, inside it you found an earthly kli, a cheres, a broken earthly kli. Or else kika, you find the bread. Over toichai mois, inside the bread there's money. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's called the simen, and you have to return it. So mechlal, it's a proof though, the Tanakama. So the Tanakama says no, harei elu shalai. Even in such a case, you're allowed to keep it, you don't have to return it. So what's the machlokes? So Gemara says, Savru, we thought to say, Tekula Yam, everybody holds, Simen Habo Meyelov, heavy Simen. A Simen that comes by itself is called a good Simen. Like over here, when the money fell into the bread, even if it fell in by itself, it's called a good Simen. As long as the owner knows about it, it's called a good Simen. O Mavirin Aloichlin, everybody holds also, people trample over food. If so, what's the machlokes then? My love, isn't it? This machlokes tanoim in our Mishnah, b'simen also lidoros kimiflegi. It's a machlokes about a simen that's aimed to be trampled upon. Is that called a good simen or not? Ma sov aloi havi simen. The Tanakhama says, no, it's not a good simen. This bread, when you find it, even though when the owner lost it, there was money inside it, but so what? Since lamaisa people trample on it, kick it around, it'll lose it, and therefore it's not called a simen. Well, ma sov Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, heavy simen, it's called a good simen. So who the machlokes Rab and Rav, it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. So Gemara says, no. I'll tell you, Omer Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rova. He says back like this. E sakotat, if you want to tell me, because Sova Tanakama holds, that Simen Osli Doris. Loi have a Simen, it's not called a good Simen, and also Mavirin Aloichlin, that people trample over food. If so, Kikra Shabalabais Meshus Rabim. We had a deek from our Mishnah that only Kikra Shonachtum you'll have to keep, a baker's bread, but a private baked bread. You have to return kikra shabalabais mishus rabim. You have to return it. Why? Because there's a simon on it. Amai machris. What do you have to return it for? If you're telling me now everybody holds you trample over food, and simon osli doris is loyavi simon, says so, why do you have to return the bread that has no simon? Therefore, you can't learn like this. Ela rad omarav zvid mishmei derava. The kula yal masav, everybody holds simon osli doris, heavy simon. It could be everybody holds that it is called a good simon. Even though the simon is only to be trampled on, so what? The mice, it's called a good simon. The owner is not miyayish. And umavirin aloichlin. And people also trample over food. Umavirin aloichlin. And I tell you, v'hocho v'simon habo mielov kemiflegi. But here the portion of machlokes is, if it comes by itself, is it called a good simon or not? That's the machlokes in our Mishnah. The Tanakam is sobar, simon habo mielov lohevi simon. A simon that comes by itself, that's not called a good simon. And Rashi says, now, the reason would be is that we're afraid maybe not that the Balabas put it there, but it fell there by itself, and the Balabas himself doesn't know it. So therefore, like this yish right away. So here Tais speaks out. Tais speaks out. The Shaila is, Tais says, he's all Shaila bottom Taisus. About Simon Abba Me'elav, heavy Simon, Pirish Rashi, till the shame Simon Osnasham. Now the tzaddik say it is called a good simin because we say the Baal HaBos put it there to be a simin, and it didn't fall by itself. But this is because you have to shrap shot. The enderek lost says moys bekikul simin. Nobody puts money inside bread. So Elo Tzitz learns like this. The ema yada shenofel shom. That's the pshat. Avada, the money fell by itself inside the bread. But the question is, did the Baal HaBos realize that it fell there or not? Rabbi Yehuda holds the Baal HaBos realizes it, therefore it's called a good simon. The Tanakhama says no, the Baal HaBos does not realize it, therefore it's not called a good simon. So therefore that's what Rav Zvid learns, that's the machlokes, that if it's called a simon or not. Therefore that's what Rav Zvid learns, welcher b'simon abo mi'elo k'niflegi. Tanakhama sava simon abo mi'elo v'lo hevi simon, Rabbi Yehuda sava hevi simon. Now v'rabba, Rabba will answer like this, v'rabba o maloch, t'kula yama, both Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakhama hold, simon also lidaris, the simon that's going to be trotted on is lo heavy simon, because that's Rabbi Shita, that even though there was a simon on the bread, but if it would have been oimet to be trotted on, then it loses the simon. And I'll tell you though in our Mishnah, v'yein mavrun aloichem, everybody holds you do not trample over food, so that's why bread is different. If so, v'hocho, what's the machlokes in Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? V'simon abo mi'elo k'miflegi, poshe, the Tanakhama is lo heavy simon, since it fell by itself. We have to be afraid the Baal HaBos did not realize that it fell there, so the Baal HaBos himself was also miyayish. If you have you this suffer, no heavy simon, it's called the good simon. So that's the machlokes. So the kids says not a machlokes between Rab and Rovo, where the simon oslador is heavy simon, loy heavy simon, that's not the machlokes. Ika the army, some say like this. Savru, we first thought to say, the kuliyal, and everybody holds, simon abo miyel of heavy simon. Even Tanakam agrees to this, that a simon that comes by itself is called the good simon. And also the simon oslador is loy heavy simon. A simon that's going to be trotted on is also not called a good simon. If so, my last, what's the machlokes then? I'll tell you, but my view and I like them, k'miflegi. The machlokes is, are we afraid about that people will trot, push around food? The man sober Tanakhama holds my view, and yes, even though it's food, but people kick around food, b'shas rabin. Well, my sober view, they'll know, ain't my view, people are makbid not to kick around food. Omer Rav Zvid, mishmei derovo, no, that is sakotat, if you want to tell me, that Sova Tanakhama holds, that Simon Osli Doris, a Simon assignment to be trampled on. Lo have a Simon, Enu Mavirin Aloichlin, people also trot over food, that's why this food with the money inside it is not called a good Simon. If so, Tikra Shemalabais, which is Rabbi Mamamachris, how come we have to return a piece of private bread? Because it has a Simon. I, it's Simon the Doris, it shouldn't be called a Simon. Therefore, Elom Razid Razid says, the Mishmei the Rabbi, the name of Rabbi, that the kuli yalma savri simon osli doris heavy simon. That's Rav Shita. That a simon assignment to be doris is called a good simon. And secondly, umavirin aloichlin. We have to be afraid that people do shrat over food. Umavirin aloichlin. If so, v'hocha the simon habo me'elof k'miflegi. Here the machlokes is poshid. A simon that comes by itself, is that called a good simon or not? The Tanakhama saw the simon habo me'elof lo heavy simon. We have to be afraid it fell there by itself, so the Baal HaBos does not even realize it. Therefore, there's no simon. For Rabbi Yehuda, there's no heavy simon.